Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
To give you a call to thank you so much for putting me in touch with Art, because he had called me back last night after he looked at the financials, and we talked for about another 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And between that and the hour I spent with him yesterday, I spent $150, and that was worth every penny. As a matter of fact, I hung up the phone after speaking with Art last night. I turned to my girlfriend, I said, that was worth every penny of the $150. That's some of the best money I've ever spent.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. A lot of you who have heard the Arthur Hamill recordings may have some interest in working with Art. And as you know, there's a $150 non-refundable deposit to talk with Art for him to evaluate if you have a business or are a candidate to work further with him. Well, here's a short recording with Michael Chin, who is at the point and wanted to talk to Art. And you can listen from his experience of what the process was like and how much that $150 saved him. It's just his personal experience of talking with Art yesterday and how it helped him get more courage in looking for even larger deals. I think you'll enjoy this and find this beneficial, and hopefully it will give you the courage to forge ahead.
Good evening, this is Michael.
Hey Michael, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing real good, and you?
Well, actually Michael, that's the reason why I called you. I want to give you a call to thank you so much for putting me in touch with Art, because he had called me back last night after he looked at the financials, and we talked for about another 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And between that and the hour I spent with him yesterday, I just wanted to give you a call to thank you, because I spent $150, and that was worth every penny. As a matter of fact, I hung up the phone after speaking with Art last night. I turned to my girlfriend. I said, that was worth every penny of the $150. I wanted to call you to thank you, and that was, that's some of the best money I've ever spent. Art talks about the most difficult thing is getting your butt out there to really go out and find businesses and do mm-hmm. cold calls and all that. After a while, I kept running into business brokers, but I had found this one, and as a matter of fact, it was pretty crazy, because I had my own little routine where I talk to, I get mailing lists where I narrow down gross sales, and I use mailing lists for my source, and then I talk to people. But I was looking again, because I love your webpage, I was looking at your copy for the new copy, because I hadn't seen it for the Art Hamill course, and I read through it because I love creating advertisements. It just said, I did exactly what you said on that webpage. It said, just go on the internet and start looking at those listings on the internet. Mm-hmm. And that hadn't really dawned on me before, because I was doing my own things. I was trying to avoid brokers. I said, okay, well, I'll go back to the internet. I've been looking on the internet. And I just found this off of Biz Buy Sell, which is what Art Hamill had talked about before in one of his other recordings. You know, I went down and I talked, and I was really hesitant, actually, to call you. It was a big step, because I really wasn't sure how far along I needed to be, because it seemed like I really needed a whole deal in hand. And plus, I was just, a little nervous talking to you and talking to him. I just did it, because I had this deal. It was the largest, business I had seen.
How big of a business was it?
It was about $4 million. That's $4 million, give or take $500,000. But of course, after Art, I had spoken to Art last night, and with all of his years of experience, he within 10 seconds, he proceeded to point out all of the areas where they were using dirty accounting tricks and all this other stuff, which was a great education. I mean, just talking to him was just a fantastic education. Things that I hadn't heard from the course itself. I had gone through that. I knew what I had there. Okay. I thought it might qualify, but I wasn't sure, so I know on your webpage it says, call me if you have any questions. So I called you, and you encouraged me through it. I thought at the time $150, it seems like a lot, but I really, you know, if I buy this business, then it's going to pay me many times over. So I put it down, and you encouraged me to do it, and I'm so glad I did, because I spoke with them, and he answered all the questions I had, and it was just fantastic.
So he looked at all the numbers. When you talked to him later that night, he looked at all those documents you sent him.
Oh, yeah, and he had a lot of tips, a lot of questions that he told me to ask the seller, and he said, go in tomorrow and ask them these questions, but ask them with a smile. Try my darndest to ask with a smile, but that sarcasm just leaked into my voice, and I swear, Michael, I thought they were going to kick my ass. They were going to physically beat me.
What was it? You got to tell me. What was it? What did you have to ask them?
Oh, well, if you saw these profit and loss sheets, you'd be. One of them was, it showed that the checking account was overdrawn by $300,000, and I had asked them about that, and then I asked them about on their balance sheets, on the liabilities section, all this stuff, you know, you learn, as if you don't know about it, you learn as on the liabilities, they had dropped a ton of liabilities that just sort of disappeared from 2000. It was there every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them these questions, and they got flustered. They said, I don't know these numbers. They didn't have any good answers for any of these. They just got flustered, and it was funny. They were ready to kick me out, and I got out before something bad happened. But I just asked them normal questions that any normal person would ask. They were very flustered. They said, take a look around. Does this place look like a... Because they were asking $10 million, which most sellers, they inflate the price. And they said, does this really look like a $4 million business? I said, yeah, it does. And they just didn't have anything to say.
You don't think this is going to pan out?
I don't think this one is. Right now, see, the benefit of having gone through the process first and talking to Hamill for that hour was I was much more clear on what he wants, what he was looking for. Because that was one of the things also I was concerned about. I wasn't sure if he wanted a $1 million deal. Like he says in the recordings, or a $5 million deal, like you say on your web. Finally, I figured it out, because he's really looking for is basically $1 million. I call it cash flow. If you go through his home study course, he calls it, I think, real net profit. And then from there, if you calculate it out for distributorships, you use a multiplier, which is 4. It comes out to 4-5 million if it's a manufacturing. So, like, you just go through the course. You got to account for a manager if you have to replace the manager and some other things. But I was also hesitant as to the amount of capital available, because I know, you know, when he talks on these recordings and he says, well, money's no problem, we have invested, we can bring millions and millions, you sort of wonder, right? And I was a little nervous approaching the larger businesses. And he explained fully how he puts the money together from the investors and how much money is available. He really reassured me on that. Now that I know that it's not unlimited, but it's almost like it's unlimited amount of money. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm reassured on that, you know, if I find him $20-30 million deal, it's going to be no problem. I'm not going to fool around with these $5-10 million.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, because I was a little nervous, and he explained exactly how the whole process worked, and I said, wow, he can really, even if you bring him like an $80-100 million business, he can probably put it together. Not probably, he will put it together. And now I'm not even going to fool around with, you know, these little dinky $10 million businesses, because, like he says, it's easier to buy a $20 or $30 million business where you have managers in there, like, it's more likely than not, and you probably have audited financial statements, not stuff you make on your kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, next time I talked to him, he had emailed me, I guess from talking to me, he liked me, and he sent me some contracts to go forward on, you know, I'm flattered that he would want to, you know, continue working with
me. No, he did. He said you were very sharp.
Thank you. I felt a little embarrassed because he knows I'm a business broker. As I told you yesterday, I became a business broker because I ran into with these profits. Because I've learned so. Because what he said was go down there and talk to the seller tomorrow for experience. Chalk it up for experience. Because the next one, and I swear, just talking to them today and talking to Art last night, I've learned so much. It's incredible. I've learned so much from him.
You know, you could have ended up with a real fraud case.
Oh, yeah, because there are a lot of other business buying so-called experts out there. Of course, Art is the original one, or I consider him the only real deal. There are other ones out. If you look on the Internet or other places, they'll try to convince you to, they call it no money down, which Art will tell you is impossible, where you do weird financing things. And I could go through the whole thing, buy it, and find out I have a dog. And I'm just, you know, Art, I spoke with him for 5 minutes, and he zeroed it right in on it. So Again, I wanted to call earlier today just to thank you because I learned so much.
You're welcome. That's great. Well, I'm happy for you, and I want you to go for one of those 20 or 30, 40 million dollar ones. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, no, that's no problem with how I am. It's just as easy to get one of those. I look on MergerNetwork.com and BizBuySell. Merger Network because there are more FISBOs for sale by owners.
Oh, really? MergerNetwork.com?
You want $100 million deals, they're there. But most of those ones up there are represented by brokers. And, you know, I know a lot of people who work with Hamel also work with brokers. I prefer not to. There are those out there. Like I told you before, if they were really that good of a deal, okay, the brokers are going to buy them themselves. They would buy it themselves. Most businesses are not listed on the market. And
you got to find the ones that aren't listed.
Find the ones that aren't, that's right. And selling and helping people sell, helping people buy. And it's better to find them. Because what I run into with people who list, okay, say on one of those websites, is when they list, okay, there's usually some weird reason why they want to list. Usually one of several things. First is it's a business that's really losing money, but according to their pro forma or projections, or I call it fake money, it looks like it's making money, but it's not. Or number two, they need money for another business that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just selling junk, really. If you're approaching a business cold, you're doing background checks. I use Dun & Bradstreet. I have a subscription for, you know, $40 a month. And, you know, make sure they have, you know, good credit and they're making enough money. It looks like they're doing all right, and you go in there cold, and more likely than not, and they're not willing to sell right away. It's because they have something good going on. Some things do pop up, Biz Buy Sell, some of those other websites. But, I mean, I really haven't found any.
All right, excellent. Hey, I appreciate it. That's great. Well, keep looking. Keep me posted on your journey.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, Mike, take care.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I started in the business buying and reselling hard-to-find seminars material. I had specialized in locating the very most expensive material, which was by a marketer named Jay Abraham. Well, I purchased from the original owners the original seminar material in the form of audio tapes, videotapes, books, and courses, and I resell them to people like you for pennies on the dollar. So someone may have paid $20,000 to attend the seminar and sit 5 days in an uncomfortable chair, but they all come home with the audio tapes. Well, I, from a personal need, didn't have the money, and I located hundreds of people who had these seminars, and I buy them and resell them to you. So what that means for you is you could get a $20,000 seminar for 10 to 20 cents on the dollar from me. If you go to hardtofindseminars.com, go to the product page and look for the section J. Abraham, and you'll see a multitude of seminars that I have available waiting for you. So if you want to take advantage and learn from the very best marketer in the world, J. Abraham, and if you want to do it for a lot less money, head on over to hardtofindseminars.com, and I'm sure I'll have something that will fit your budget.